This is Dylan Thomas. Seven live performance.
The wise men lie there, and no dog is right, because their words are for no lightning. Do not go gentle into that good night.
This is John Cale singing. One of the greatest poems in the English language.
Sang the sun in
And that dog that barked in the night was my little Cotton de Tulier, with whom I'm now walking under those stars. I've come out into the darkest of nights under the stars to finish off this audio boo. I've listened to that piece of music 7 times this evening after I found it by accident. And the more often I listen to it, the more I love it. But for me, it's kind of mood music because I have a gig to do. I have a performance to give in a few months' time at a literary festival in which I am to perhaps compare and contrast the poetry of Dylan Thomas with my own work. I'm getting into the mood for it, and as it gets closer, I'll get more and more into the mood for it. And with a great friend of mine in County Clare in Ireland, we've been tweeting pieces of Dylan Thomas poetry. I suppose just to get us both into the mood and familiarise ourselves with Dylan Thomas's work more. And also to just see what will happen if we try to fit into Twitter some poetry. And so this do not this this poem of Thomas's is worth a read, by the way. And I'm just out walking the dog after it's happened. And as time goes on over the next weeks and months, whatever, I will share the process of preparing to discuss Dylan Thomas. I'll share that on Audio Boo, because there's one single person in the entire universe who will be interested, and I'll make the Audio Boo for that one audience person. And when I'm actually making the recording, I'll do the recording with that individual in mind, rather than be distracted by the thoughts of there being anybody else listening in. So it'll be a very intimate, if you like, conversation. And I'm intrigued by the issue of intimacy at the moment, and about intimate conversations. Anyway, that's enough for now, okay? I wonder if you know anybody who is familiar with Dylan Thomas. I wonder if you have ever read any poetry by Dylan Thomas. Anyone ever been to Under Milkwood on stage? Anyone ever listened to Richard Burton do Under Milkwood? Anybody got the slightest interest in Dylan Thomas, please let me know. I'm not sure what I'll do with the knowledge, but it would be interesting to know. Okay, good evening from the dog who barked during the performance. Bye-bye.